Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Line. Can someone hear me? Where's my phone? Hello?
I can hear you. This is Sister Gladys.
Okay. Okay. Well, right now I'm trying to. I can't see who's on the line, but look like you was the only one. So let me try to do this one more time. Go back in. I don't know what happened. Okay.
Try it again.
Okay. It just went up by itself, so. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Sister Gladys. Thank you. Yes, I see you now. I see somebody else. Okay. Okay, and thank you so much. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Today is Monday, September 19th, 2022. A day we haven't seen, a new day to us. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. Thank you for joining God here with us this morning. I urge you to claim, rejoice, agree, call out names, whatever, as someone is praying with your phone on mute. You all made a good decision, a good choice, putting God first, starting your day into the Word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Giving honor to God, who are head of our life. Sister Gladys, are you able to sing a song this morning?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Thank you.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. I want to sing this again. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. I just want to thank God just for that chorus of song, and I just appreciate God for being here this morning to live to see another day that he showed me favor. Hallelujah, to let me see this day, to wake up in my right mind, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Gladys. Sister Linda, are you able to sing a song this morning? Linda,
yes,
please?
I am. Yeah.
Okay, good morning. Thank you.
Good morning, prayer line. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for that song. Is anyone else out there have a song on your heart you would like to sing? I don't like to overlook anybody. All songs are welcome. Joyful noise is welcome. If you can't sing and think you can, you can to the Lord. So is there anyone that would like to sing? Okay. So if there's no one else that likes to or would like to sing this morning, so unmute your phone and we're going to go up to the Lord and give him praise. So everyone, unmute your phone and let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah. Yes.
Hallelujah. Lord, we come into this place.
Father, we just worship and honor you for who you are, Almighty God. Oh, yes. Unmute your phone.
We have come to this place.
Thank you, Lord. Well, I just thank you, Heavenly Father, for all you've done through prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry. Oh, yes.
We have come into
Hallelujah, Father. Father, I glorify you for who you are, Lord, and what you are. Hallelujah to me, Lord. Father, I praise you. Oh, yes, Lord. I praise you and worship you, Lord, for being faithful. Hallelujah. Being faithful, Lord, to me, Lord. Never forsaking me. Never leaving me, Almighty God. Oh, yes.
And magnify.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I just praise you, Lord, for opening doors for me, Lord. It was so shutting doors that need to be shut, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, for moving me from natural to supernatural. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
My Lord.
Oh, yes. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you for everybody on this prayer line.
Oh, yes, Lord.
And the ones that
I just thank you, Father, for walking with me, Lord. Talking with me, Lord, every step of the way. Hallelujah. Every step I make, every step that I take. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
We are thankful for what you've done.
Yes, Lord. Lord, I just praise you, Lord, for what you do each and every morning that we get up on this line, Lord. Even when we're not on this line, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Father,
I thank you, Lord, for turning me around and putting my feet on solid ground.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Open our ears.
Thank you, Father.
Yes,
hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just praise you for healing my body from head to toe, inside, outside. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes.
And
thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, I just praise you, Lord. For this opening my eyes, Lord, to what actually is going on in my life, Lord. I just praise you, Lord, for not being blind to different things in life, Lord. Oh, yes, seeing it through the Spirit, hallelujah. Father, yes, Father. Father, I just thank you, Heavenly Father. For
he has made us glad.
The Holy Spirit, he Almighty God. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Father.
You
oh, yes, Lord. If I had 3,000 tongues, I could not worship you enough, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord.
Mighty
oh, yes,
God.
Lord.
There is none.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We
thank you, Father.
You
oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
And we
thank
give you praise.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
For
hallelujah.
You are a righteous.
Oh, yes, yes,
we
yes, Lord. Lord, I just praise you and worship you for discernment. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
There is no
oh, yes, 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 yes.
Thank you, God, for
hallelujah.
Oh, God.
Oh yes, Lord.
Jesus, Lord,
Lord
we
I just thank you, Lord,
we give
for doing
glory,
things for me
God,
when I don't even ask, Lord.
Thank you for
oh, yes, Lord, for preparing
right
me
God,
for days
Jesus,
to come, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Lord,
oh, yes, Lord, I praise you for the small
right
things,
the
big things. Oh, yes,
right
yes,
God,
yes. I praise you for things I'm not aware of that you have done, that you are doing, and what I am aware of, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Lord,
glory, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just praise and worship you for Jesus, Lord, being in my life, being my Savior. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I praise you for the blessings that you have in store over me, the ones you still in store over me. As I speak, I praise you now and in the future. Lord, I praise you for the miracles, hallelujah. Yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I praise you for your light shining on me and through me, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for me being able to be a blessing for someone else, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, Almighty God. There's no one like you, Lord. There's no one like you. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I praise you for the strength that I have. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, I praise you for the peace that I have. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I just praise you for family. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
You are mighty and you are strong, Lord. I am so glad to be walking
for you.
Walking in your life, in your past, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You walking with me each and every day and guiding me. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. I just praise you, Lord, for all you do. Through prayer, praise, and ministry line, Lord. Whether it's by text or by word. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. For everybody that is praying and everybody that comes to this line, Lord, don't think it's robbery to get up in the morning.
Thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, God, for a spirit of laughter, a spirit of joy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, right now.
Oh, yes.
We pray together, Father. In Jesus'
yes, yes, yes.
name, amen.
Oh, thank
amen.
Everyone for the praises that have went up. So right now, I would like for those who are willing to pray. I do like opening lines for other people to get opportunity to pray, because we all are prayer warriors, and we have to step out there on faith. You know, because I know a lot of people don't like praying on lines or in front of people. But, you know, we believe in God and we trust in God and we know God. So If you never step out, you never, you know, how can you get anywhere when you never open the door? So, Sister Lena, are you, Lena T, are you willing to pray this morning? Lena Taylor?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with praise on our hearts that you woke us up. You didn't have to do it, but you did. Lord, let us be a blessing to you this day. Let us have an ear to hear, thus saith the Lord, and walk in the newness of Christ in this new day that you've given us. Father God, we love you. We praise you. We worship you. You alone is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Lord, we come. Some come with heavy hearts. Some come with praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Above all of this, there's some that lost loved ones this week, Father God. Touch them, Father God, and let them know that you got their family. You got it. Just help us to trust you. Trust you, knowing that you're doing the right thing for us. God doesn't make no mistakes. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, as we go through, Lord, with sickness in our bodies, Father God. As long as we live on this earth, we are going to have some infirmities. But, Lord, we do know that we don't have to stay in it. God is able to bring us up out of it. Whatever illness we're going through, God is able. And we thank him. We thank him that he's going to touch the bodies that need to be touched. Lord, we may be healed on this side, or we can be healed in heaven. Whatever way you want to do it, Lord, we know that it's going to work out for our glory, for your glory. For your glory, hallelujah. Even though the doctors may give us a bad report, we still got victory because Jesus is on our side. He's on our side, and there's nothing that can befall us that you're not able to lift us up. Hallelujah, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for who you are. I thank you that there's no sickness that you can't heal. There's no mountain you can't move. So, Lord, we trust you. We lean on you. We lean on you because you are who you are. We can't make it through this world without you. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, that we know it. We know because you told us all is heavy laden. Oh, and you said you would give us rest. Help us not to go through things on our own if we think we can do it on our own. We can do nothing without Christ. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. All we have to do is just call out your name, Jesus, and it's done. Lord, I just lift up each and every family that's represented on this line this morning, Father God. You know their need. Touch their families. Touch their children. Whatever state they're in, Father God. Bless the governor, Father God. Give the governors wisdom to know how to run their state, Father God. I pray that they seek you out. If they don't know what to do in different situations, I pray that they call out to you and ask for guidance, Father God. Help them remember that everybody is a child of God. Everybody who was brought to this country, we were put here to love one another, not to use one another, but to love one another. How can we ever win souls when we treat people like they're not human, Father God, to have a mind to want to love? Put love first, Father God. And, Lord, we ask that you touch the President of the United States of America, Father God. Give him wisdom, Father God. Give him an ear to hear, thus saith the Lord. Bless the House of Representatives. Bless the Senate, Father God. Because, God, you made government. The world is made by government. And there's government in heaven. You're not in heaven doing any kind of way. There's instructions in heaven you got to go by. And Lord is just preparing us on earth how to be obedient to government and how to do our job, our part, to make a better government. So, Lord, I thank you, Father God. I thank you that we can seek you out, that we can seek you out. We don't have to wonder how what we're going to do, how we're going to do it. You already got it done. All we need to do is say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. I don't know what you're doing, but I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, because you do say in your word that you will watch over us. You will keep us. And there's nothing that can befall us that you can't take us through. So, Lord, I thank you. You've been good to me, and I know you've been good to the people on the line from the prayers they have. Oh, Lord, I ask that you continually, continually, Father God, show us the way that we should go, that we may win souls for you. It's all about souls, winning souls. We don't want nobody to be lost, Father God. Help us to take the time today and love on somebody. Lord, if you don't know, if we don't know who to love on, Lord, I ask that the people would ask the Lord, show us, send us where we need to go. Show us which way, left or right. Turn us, Lord, in the right direction. Help us not to misuse this day, but use it for your glory. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister Chris, are you available to pray?
Yes, I'm here. I'm available.
Okay, good morning, and thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We give you all the glory and honor this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we just praise you, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being the giver of life today, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to see this day, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for salvation, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, that we are saved, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for you are our Redeemer, Lord God, redeeming us, Lord God. We just give you all the glory, Lord God, this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for answer prayers this morning, Lord God. Thank you for every prayer that, Lord God, that you're going to answer, Lord God, and those that maybe not been answered, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that, Lord God, if it's your will, Lord God, you said there's no good thing that you will withhold from us, Lord God. So we just thank you this morning, Lord God. We give you all the glory and honor, Lord God, this morning, Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for protecting us, Lord God, protecting our families, Lord God. As we go out today, Heavenly Father, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that you anoint us, Lord God. Anoint us for this day, Lord God. Anoint our works of our hands, Lord God. Anoint our feet, Lord God. Everywhere we go, be blessed, Lord God. Everything that we do, be blessed today, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, our protection today, Lord God. I pray those that are supposed to help us, Lord God, will locate us, Lord God. Lord God, our helpers, Lord God, those that are supposed to help us on our journey, Lord God, I pray today, Lord God, they locate us today, Lord God. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that every prayer that goes up reaches you, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God, that for answer prayers, Lord God. Lord God, there's some prayers that have been prayed for so long, Lord God. Lord God, there's some prayers, Lord God, that we've been praying, Lord God, for loved ones, Lord God, for so long, Lord God. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you answer prayers, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for open doors, Lord God, that you open doors, Lord God, so big, Lord God, bigger than we can even imagine, Lord God. Lord God, I pray that you open doors, Lord God, doors in businesses, Lord God, doors in jobs, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for open doors in our finances, Lord God. Lord God, open doors, Lord God, in just every situation, Lord God. You know what we need, Lord God. So I pray right now today, Lord God, that you, Lord God, just answer the prayers of your people today, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying, Lord God. We're praying. We're seeking after you, Lord God. Lord God, we're seeking you with everything that we have inside of us, Lord God. Lord God, we're seeking, leaning on you and not to our own understanding today, Lord God. Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that the prayers of the righteous availeth much, Lord God. So, Lord God, we know right now today, Lord God, that you are. Lord God, going to answer prayers, and we just thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that it's your will, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that your will, Lord God, is better than anything that we can imagine for ourselves, Lord God. So we pray today, Lord God, that you line up every prayer, Lord God, with your will, Lord God, that they will be, Lord God, Lord God, just, Lord God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that, Lord God, that we will just do your will today, Lord God, that your will be done, your kingdom come, Lord God. Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for giving us peace over every situation, Lord God. Lord God, everything, Lord God, you've given us peace today, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for provoking these prayers, Lord God. Lord God, that we're always in position to pray, Lord God, that we're always in position to seek after you, Lord God, because, Lord God, you are the author and the finisher of our faith today, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, Lord God, for just, Lord God, just mounting us up this morning, Lord God. As we start this week, Lord God, it's today. You've given us Monday, Lord God. Lord God, as we got this day today, Lord God, I pray we be fruitful, Lord God, in everything we do, Lord God. Every seed that's been planted, Lord God, in our life, Lord God, we know that you're watering it and watching it grow, Lord God. Lord God, that we will be fruitful, Lord God. Lord God, that we will bear good fruit, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everything that we touch, Lord God, everything that we do be fruitful, Lord God. Lord God. Lord God, our kids be fruitful, Lord God. Lord God, our kids, Lord God, our kids' kids, Lord God, be fruitful, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every generation, Lord God, that comes after me, Lord God, that comes after anybody on this prayer line, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, they be blessed and be fruitful, Lord God. Lord God, let these prayers, Lord God, that we're praying, Lord God, that they're not only, Lord God, praying for just our immediate family members, Lord God, but just generations to come, Lord God. We pray right now, Lord God, that anything that's ever been spoken over us, Lord God, meant to hinder us, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that we bind that thing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Anything that could be in our family history, Lord God, the Lord God is just causing us to miss the mark, Lord God. I pray today it be removed right now, Lord God. Lord God, every obstacle, Lord God, everything, Lord God, in high places, Lord God, trying to make us miss the mark today, Lord God. I pray it be removed right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, clear our path, Lord God. Clear our path, Lord God. Lord God, remove everything, Lord God, trying to hinder us right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, if it's something that we've done, Lord God, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for repentance today. We pray for repentance, Lord God, because, Lord God, we're trying to, Lord God, we get to our destination, Lord God. So we pray right now today, Lord God, that you remove every obstacle, Lord God, every stumbling block, Lord God, anything, Lord God, that's trying to stagnate us, Lord God. Let it be removed today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Remove it today, Lord God. We will not be bound or stagnated anymore, Lord God. Lord God, look, we know you make every crooked place straight, Lord God, and you tear up every stony ground, Jesus, Lord God. So I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you remove every obstacle, Lord God. Lord God, anything, Lord God, any rejection, Lord God. Lord God, any play, anybody on this prayer line has been felt rejected, Lord God, or Lord God has been praying, Lord God, and maybe haven't got the answer to their prayers, Lord God. So we know right now that you are the God that, and you, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you, Lord God, you want your people to do good, Lord God. So we just pray today, Lord God, that you remove every roadblock, every stumbling block, Lord God, anything that's meant to hinder us, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. I pray that it be removed today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we will be anointed, Lord God, and everything that we do be anointed, Lord God. So we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We give you all the glory today, Lord God, and we worship you, Lord God, and we magnify you, Lord, for you are so good, Lord God. You are so good, and I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you for this opportunity to be on this prayer line, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for that we can come to you corporately, Lord God. Corporately, Lord God. Lord God, you said whether it's two or three, you'll be in the midst, Lord God. So I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, you be in the midst of every prayer, Lord God, every praise, Lord God. Be in the midst of it today, Lord God. As we go on about our day, Lord God, we're going to give you all the glory, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, you have given us this day, Lord God, and we're going to be glad and rejoice in it, Lord God. We will be glad and rejoice in this day, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for you have given it to us, Lord God. And you said everything that has breath, praise the Lord, Lord God. We're going to praise you, Lord God. We're going to worship you, Lord God. We're going to seek you, Lord God, because we need you, Jesus, Lord God. I know I need you, Lord. I can't do anything without you, Lord God, for you are my Father, Lord God, and with our in heaven, Lord God. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, Lord God. So I just thank you, Jesus, Lord God. I need need you, Lord God. I need you, Jesus, Lord God. So we pray today, Lord God, that you give us a renewed anointing, Lord God. Give us an anointing, Lord God, to carry us out this week, Lord God. Give us this anointing, Lord God, to anoint us for this month, Lord God, for the rest of the year, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we want change, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for change, Lord God, in everything, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We're asking you today, Lord God, to turn some things around, Lord God. Stir some things up, Lord God. Shift the atmosphere this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, because we need you, Lord God. We need you, Lord God. Well, Lord God, we need you, Lord God. Let this be the month of transformation, Lord God. Let this be the month, Lord God, of redemption, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let this be the month of answered prayers, Lord God. Let this be the week, Lord God, that you, Lord God, that you just, Lord God, answer prayers, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we give you all the glory and honor, Lord God, and we just say hallelujah, 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 Jesus, Lord God, for you are worthy, you are great, Lord God. And I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for making us the head and not the tail, Lord God, that we are the lender and not the borrower, Lord God. Lord God, that you anointed our cup, Lord God. You're preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies, Lord God. Lord God, we will be great, Lord God, and I just thank you, Lord God. I thank you for your renewed anointing on our life today, Lord God. I just give you all the glory and honor this morning, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Jesus, for waking me up, Lord God, and be able to get on this prayer line and pray, Lord God. Lord God, I pray for Apostle Horsey, Lord God, and his wife, Lord God. And Lord God, we pray for Sister Mary and her sister, Lord God. Lord God, we just continuously to pray for Brother Marvin, Lord God, and Jamila and her family, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Sister Yvonne, Lord God, and Sister Marie, Lord God. Lord God, and Sister Sheila, Lord God, and Sister Gladys, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and Sister Yvonne and Pastor Elastica this morning, Lord God. We keep each and every one of us, Lord God, lifted up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for each other, Lord God. We're praying for each other's families, Lord God, on this prayer line today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, asking you to overflow in their life, Lord God. Lord God, meet every need, Lord God, in their life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Sister Lois, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Everybody on this prayer line, Lord God. Lord God, is seeking after you, Jesus, Lord God. We pray for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you meet the needs, Lord God, and every need, Lord God, be met, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. If it's your will, Father God, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, that you meet the needs of your people today, Lord God. So we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for you are great, you are worthy, Lord God, and you, Lord God, we know that you're not a respecter of persons, Lord God. What you did for one, you'll do for another, Lord God. So we thank you right now in advance, Lord God. We thank you for every situation you turned around, Lord God. We thank you for every prayer that you answered, Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you love us, Lord God. You saved us, Lord God. You gave your life, Lord God. But, Lord God, we know there's no good thing that you will withhold from us, Jesus, Lord God, so we thank you, Lord, and we praise you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer. And I don't want to overlook anyone, because sometimes people may can't come to the line, and it comes to leading prayer. So is there anyone else that would like to pray? I want to give you the opportunity.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, I come to you this morning, humble as I know how, thanking you, praising you, glorifying you for a new day, God. Lord Jesus, I thank you for sweet sleep, Lord. I thank you for early rise, Lord. I thank you for each and every prayer warrior that's on the prayer line, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for each and every follower, Lord Jesus, of you. Father God, I just pray this morning for the babies as they're getting ready for school, God. Lord, I pray you just touch their little hearts, give them the desire to just get up and move their being so that they might go and get their education, realizing that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for the parents, God. Encourage them, touch their hearts, Lord Jesus, to get up with their children this morning, Lord, realizing that a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Father God, I want to thank you this morning, Lord Jesus, for just watching over each and every one of us, God. This morning, I pray for the United States of America and everywhere else, God. And I pray, Lord, for Jerusalem, God. Lord, I pray right now, God, that you enter into our homes, that you will have that own way, God, as we pick up our cross this morning and follow you, saying yes to your will and yes to your way, realizing, Lord Jesus, that you are the vine and we are the branches, Lord. Lord, we ask for directions, Lord Jesus. We pray this morning for the widow, God. We pray for the orphan child, Lord. And we pray, Lord Jesus, please don't forget about the poor. Father God, I pray right now in your precious name, Lord Jesus, giving honor to the visionary of this prayer line and those that host with her, God. I pray you bless her real, God, Lord, for being the bold soldiers that you're looking for in this time. Lord Jesus, as we pray, seek your face, Lord, for the sick, the dying, and the giving of God. I pray that you move in a mighty way, God. Lord, I pray you go into the hospice, God. Go into the hospitals, being the hand and the glove, God. Lord, I pray, Lord Jesus, go into institutions, detoxes, and rehabs, God. I pray you move like you never moved before, God. We need you, Lord, in such a time as this, God. Lord Jesus, as we put on the armor this morning, God, we're thanking you for covering us in your precious blood as we go forth this morning doing your will, God. Lord, I pray for those that have to get up and go to work, God. I pray for those that have to sit home and praise and glorify you and study your word. I pray for those that have appointments today, whatever they might be. Lord, I thank you for favor, God. Lord, I pray in your precious name, Lord Jesus, that you just continue on having thine own way in our life as we continue on saying yes to your will, yes to your way, God. Father God, I just love you, and I thank you, Lord Jesus, for who you are in each and every one of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Can I get your name?
That's Sister Sheila.
Okay, I thought so. All right, thank you, Sister Sheila. Appreciate that. Okay. I don't want to overlook anyone. So, another? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies, for those prayers. So, right now, what we want to do is we're going to get prayer requests, but I think, Gladys, you text one this morning. Would you like to start out? You have a prayer request, right?
Yes, I do. I go this morning, and like I text, this is Sister Gladys again, my sisters and my brother. I have an early morning appointment this morning. I'm fasting. Ever since I've been going back to the doctors and getting these injections, this is the last one. I don't know when the next time I'm going to get it. But I thank God in the name of Jesus that I'm waking up without any pain. And I just thank God that when I go today that the Lord got the doctor's hands, and when they put me under that, you know, I will wake up in the timely manner that I'm supposed to wake up in the name of Jesus, and traveling mercies for me and my grandson, because I have to have somebody to drive me there and pick me up because I'm not able to drive. So just thanking God for what he's going to do today, and the Holy Spirit, you know, the ministering angels, guardian angels, this warrior angel, just go ahead of me and make the pathway clear for me as they get ready to inject me in my L3, my L4, and my L5. That's dealing with my spine. So I just thank God for that, that he get the glory out of it, and it's going to be all right. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So the line is open for prayer requests, praise report, testimony, and anything that you think you want to share that is beneficial.
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila again. I just want to thank God, because I heard what she said. I went through the same process in which my body got sick and tired of being sick and tired. They were giving me the epidural every 90 days. And in 2011, I just couldn't take it no more. And I just thank God today. I use the pain patches. I use Tylenol, and I do my stretching. And I went and purchased me a recliner, and that's where I sleep at today, because it's still an L5 and the S1, you know, and all other conditions as far as the carpal tunnel tendonitis in my hand. I let them do the surgery in my neck. I just couldn't take no more. I thank God for the sun. I left New York and came to Georgia, so the sun is like my medication. I make sure I do stretching, and I thank God that He blessed me to go back to work, and I qualified because I had to take a test, a mental test and all of that. And I just put things on the shelf, and I feel so needed today. I'm one that has to keep moving, and I'm getting ready to fill out some forms for Social Security disability. It's not the first time for a ticket to work, and I know God will show favor. And I pray for you, sister, that everything will be okay, and you won't have to go back after this time, because I found out one thing, a body in motion is one that keep moving, you know? And all these things that they want to do to us, it works for a little while, but when it wear off, oh, my God. And I'll be praying with you and for you today. God bless you.
Thank you.
Amen. Well, I have a prayer request. I want to pray for families today. God, I want to lift up families because it's so many families that's divided, you know, and the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, and a lot of families divided. I want to pray at each and every family that's out there that's divided, wherever they may be. Also, a special one for Steve and Kennard, their family, that God unites their family together, you know, so they're, and also Mr. Battles. So there'll be communication, so there'll be understanding, because without understanding, there's nothing. And also for Sandra, her swelling and recovery from Pam's and Harris, I lift them up for healing. And Joanne, who had surgery last week. Who I haven't been able to reach, so I don't know what's going on, so God knows everything. So God, I lift Joanne up to you. And so, any more prayer requests? Praise report?
Good morning. This is Lois. I ask prayer for my friend, Miss Ella. She had knee surgery on Thursday, that she have a speedy recovery. And prayer for my family and prayer for me for, you know, my pains and swelling that I go through. And prayer for my sister, Willamae, and that we just have a good, blessed time together. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Good morning. Okay. This is Glenda. This is Glenda. I have a prayer request actually for my mom, who was hospitalized on this past Thursday. She's 83 years old, and she suffers with rheumatoid arthritis really bad. She woke up yelling my name and my sister's name, and she was in a lot of pain throughout the day on Thursday. Before I got her to the hospital, her right hand had really swollen up, and it was red and inflamed, and she was literally just moaning and groaning all the way to ER, and they kept her, went to see her last night, and of course they have her heavily medicated. I know that they gave her morphine for pain at one point, and they're considering surgery. So your prayers for her and for me and my sister so that we make wise decisions regarding her care. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Teresa, and I have a prayer request for the family of Keisha Watts. I just found out that she passed this morning, so I just want prayers for the family of Keisha Watts. She was a coworker of mine. And she passed away this morning. She had pancreatic and liver cancer. So just pray for the family of Keisha Watts. Thank you.
Amen. Any more prayer questions? Simone, praise report.
Good morning, Scholastic. I see you're listening in agreement, and I just thank God for all your prayers. I get a safe trip, arrived home safely, And just continuing praying for the families. I do agree and in agreement with all the prayer requests. And you all have a blessed, productive week. Thank you.
Amen, amen. And also, I want to pray for Kennard and Steve's family. They're supposed to have a funeral on Saturday. They had sent out the little flyer. So let's pray. And now Tuesday pending. So let's pray that they get it together. They're able to come and get that funeral, the home going, you know, past, you know, get it done, the home going, and move on. Okay. So, any more prayer requests? Okay. If there's not any more prayer requests, I'm not going to read the scripture of the week because of the time, but the scripture of the week is Psalm 145, verses 1 through 4. That's Psalm 145, verses 1 through 4. So you could go back and read that. So I want to speak today on Psalm 141. Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. See, what we have to learn to do, which some of us, I'm sure we do it, but there's people that are out there that don't. We have to learn to choose your battles wisely. In 1 Psalm 17, when David heard the giant Goliath taunting the army of the Israelites, he had come there to deliver his food to his brother. His older brother, Abe, heard him asking soldiers, what the reward would be for the man who killed Goliath? And Abe tried to embarrass David. He was saying, you're just a little shepherd boy who conceited and had the wicked heart. Now David had killed a lion and a bear, but it says David just walked away. If he had gotten into an argument with Abe, trying to prove he was a champion, he may have never faced Goliath and gained immediate prominence. You have to learn to walk away from petty arguments, from disrespect, from jealous people, from battles that doesn't matter. If the things that come against you is not between you and your destiny, ignore it. If you make the mistake of engaging in every conflict, you're not going to have time for the battle that do matter. So let's all of us choose our battles wisely. Okay. So also, I want to touch on Psalm 145:18-20. It says, the Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in trust. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserve all who love him. It takes great comfort in the word above. Well, I take great comfort in the words above. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. Almighty God is near. Even on a day like today, early this morning, he hears your cry. Whether it's over a job, a relationship, money, or whatever your cry may be, he hears you. Not only does he hear you, but he also takes great delight in recurring and rescuing you. He even goes beyond a mere rich rescue. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. Nothing is singular, the desire. Notice, it is singular, the desire. Those who truly respect the Lord desire one thing, God's glory. There is nothing greater than God glorifying himself through your situation. He preserved all who love him. How is your love for God? Obviously, you have a love for him because you are trying to go closer to him. And you're getting up in the morning at 6 o'clock or before 6. The scripture tells, James 4:8, this scripture tells us that if we draw closer to him, then he will draw close to us. So rest in his presence. Tell him that you love him. Thank him for his presence. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence here at this time on this line. We love you. Thank you for loving us, for saving us, and preserving us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to go ahead on and take some minutes. Everybody, the lines is open. We all want to come in and do a corporate prayer. For these prayer requests, we are near the top of the hour. So let's come in and do a corporate prayer for all the prayer requests. Go ahead, all the prayer requests. And if anything comes to your heart or your mind as we are praying, pray for that too. So the lines are open. Now mute your phone.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, Heavenly Father.
Thank you,
Father. We heard every prayer request that was called out. Even those that are being called out right now, as we are praying, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, there is no one like you, Lord. We lift all these prayers up to you, Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 yes.
You know every hair on
us. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
So, Lord, we thank you right now, God.
Oh,
and we thank
yes,
you right
Lord.
Now, Father, for knowing about
yes,
the
ask you to answer for each prayer request,
the
Lord,
the
those that
are
called to lift
Lord,
it up to you and those listening, lift it up to you right now. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know all, Father, in the name of Jesus. There's
oh, yes,
nothing,
Lord.
And no place that we can
Lord,
go.
Lord, we trust in you, Lord. Oh, yes, we do.
Wherever
yes, we do. Yes, we do, Lord. And we walk
God,
by faith, Heavenly Father. So
Lord,
now,
by
thy Lord, we stand on your promise, Almighty God. For we know that our prayer is being going up
every
right now.
We honor you and we praise you for our victory.
Oh, yes.
Lord,
by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony, Father, in the name of Jesus, knowing that we can do all things. In the mighty name of Jesus,
and thank you for the all the prayers going on right now. John, hallelujah,
we have
Lord. You know everything, Almighty God. Lord.
You would never leave us on forsaken, God. And I thank you,
hallelujah.
And I trust
you, Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus. Not
and those that have situations going on, Lord,
I know that your word
work it out for
the
good because you know everything, Heavenly Father.
Thank you this morning for telling mercy for those ones going forward and those coming from us, Father, in the name of Jesus. For all the families around this world, Father, all intercessors, Father, give access, Father, in the name
Lord, I commit all these prayers that's going on right now,
Lord,
that Father, who are in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Heavenly Father. Give us, Lord, that everybody we are praying for. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespass as we forgive those who trespass against us, Lord. But lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, you are our power, and you are our glory. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, we are praying and agreeing with one another. Jesus' name. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord, for hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. To say it is done because we walk by faith and not by sight, and we stand on God's promises. Oh, yes. So I'm going to give y'all 8 powerful words for today. 1, believe in yourself. Believe you can and you will. 2, stay strong. Dream, believe, and achieve. 3, never give up. A little progress each day adds up to big results. 4, be grateful. A grateful heart is a magnet like for a miracle. I'm going to repeat that one. 4, be grateful. A grateful heart is a magnet for miracles. 5, work hard. Good things come to those who hustle. 6, stay humble. Work hard and silent. Let success make noise. 7, be kind. Kindness makes you the most beautiful. 8, keep smiling. Because of your smile, you make life more beautiful. And I did want to say this to y'all. You know, it's a saying, and it's true. It says, we don't get old and stop smiling, stop laughing. I apologize. We don't get old and stop laughing. We get old because we stop laughing. So, again, we don't get old and stop laughing. We get old because we stop laughing. I just thought I would share that with you all. So, we are at the top of the hour, so I like to say, God, for each and every one of us on this line, make us happy, make us smile,
Jesus.
Guide us safely through every mile, grant us wealth, give us health, and most of all, give us care and love us well. In Jesus' name, Father. Yes. So everybody have a great day. Have a wonderful, blessed week in Jesus' name. And be safe. I love y'all. And I hope y'all love me back. But God love y'all more. So as I say again, have a good day.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.